You know, the Democrats love it and the Republicans don't. It's
love
very
what?
Interesting. The vaccines, they love it. I have a friend of mine who said to me, why don't you talk about the vaccine, what you did with the vaccine? He's a Democrat, but I'm sure he voted for me. He said, what you did was the most incredible thing that any president has ever done. You've saved hundreds of millions of lives all over the world. And this was just recently, very smart guy. He said, I don't understand why you don't talk about it. And I don't talk about it. But if you go to Pfizer, if you go to some of these companies, they have charts and they have all sorts of statistics. And I say, why don't you release those statistics? Let people know. But I don't talk about it. I can say this. The Democrats would love to claim it. The Republicans don't want to claim it.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 23rd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1343. The House of Representatives unveiled a bipartisan spending bill that would temporarily fund the government through December 20th. It does not include the SAVE Act, the Trump-backed election security proposal that would require people to show proof of citizenship in order to register as a voter. Speaker Mike Johnson says he plans to vote on the legislation by Wednesday, and it would then head to the Senate ahead of the September 30th shutdown deadline. The bill generally funds agencies at their current levels, but directs an additional $231 million to the Secret Service. Last week, House Republicans rejected their own funding bill after Trump demanded that the government be shut down if legislation requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote is not passed. Meanwhile, in Georgia, the state election board approved a new rule that requires all ballots be hand-counted on Election Day. The Republican-controlled board pushed the measure through over the opposition of Georgia's Republican Secretary of State and Attorney General, as well as dozens of local election officials who said the last-minute change could delay certification and cause confusion on election night. The vote was 3-2, with three Trump allies supporting the move and a Democratic and independent Republican-appointed member strongly opposing it. The new rule requires counties to count the number of ballots cast to make sure the count matches the ballots that are tallied by voting machines. It does not require hand tabulation of how people voted. Meanwhile, in Nebraska, a Republican state lawmaker blocked a Trump-backed effort to change how that state awards its five electoral votes. Mike McDonnell said he wouldn't support the effort to change the state's electoral system to winner-take-all, which is the outcome that could have cost Kamala Harris an electoral vote. Nebraska is one of two states, along with Maine, that awards its electoral votes by congressional district. Moving on, the Justice Department says the man suspected of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump last week left a note stating, "This was an assassination attempt." In one note addressed to The World, Ryan Ruth said, "I failed you," and urged others to finish the job. He offered $150,000 to anyone who managed to kill Trump. Police also found in his car a handwritten list of dates and venues where Trump was scheduled to appear. He will be held without bail while he awaits trial. Meanwhile, over the weekend, North Carolina's Republican gubernatorial candidate, who is black, referred to himself as a black Nazi. He also praised Adolf Hitler's book Mein Kampf and expressed support for reinstating slavery, according to comments that he posted on a porn website's message board more than a decade ago. Mark Robinson says, despite this, he's staying in the race. Robinson has advocated for anti-transgender rights and has made comments critical of trans people, but he also posted on those sites how he enjoyed watching transgender pornography, describing himself as a perv. Trump, who once praised Robinson as Martin Luther King on steroids, declined to formally withdraw his endorsement, saying this is an issue that has nothing to do with Robinson's campaign and not President Trump's campaign. J.D. Vance, meanwhile, said the allegations against Robinson aren't necessarily reality, and most of Robinson's campaign staff have since stepped down. Meanwhile, Trump said that will be it if he loses the presidency in November. When asked if he would attempt a fifth consecutive presidential run in 2028 if he loses, Trump said, "No, I don't. I think that will be it. I don't see that at all. I think that hopefully we're going to be successful. At age 78, Trump would be 82 in 2028, a year older than Biden is now. He is currently the oldest presidential nominee in history. Trump also said that it's too late to do another debate after Kamala Harris accepted an invitation from CNN to host a second debate on October 23rd. Trump said, "She's done one debate, I've done two. It's too late to do another. I'd love to in many ways, but it's too late. The voting is cast." He added, "She's had her chance to do it with Fox." The Democratic National Committee, meanwhile, launched a billboard campaign calling Trump chicken for not agreeing to a second debate with Harris. The billboards include a digitally altered image of Trump in a chicken suit alongside the words, "There's no debate, Donald Trump's a chicken." And finally, the United States is sending a small number of troops to the Middle East following Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon that killed at least 490 people, including dozens of women and children, and wounded more than 1,645 other people. The United States currently has about 40,000 troops in the region, and the new detachment is being sent in light of increased tension in the Middle East and out of an abundance of caution. On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to take whatever action is necessary to change the balance of power on its northern border with Lebanon, and said that Israel will not wait for the threat, we take action before it. Today, Israeli fighter jets struck more than 1,300 targets inside Lebanon, which Israel says are linked to Hezbollah. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.